I'm pleased the House of Representatives passed the CLEAR Act. The CLEAR Act stands for the Consolidated Land, Energy, and Aquatic Resources Act. This is really an act in response to the Gulf oil spill. What we're saying in this legislation, you have to be a responsible party if you're going to drill and extract our natural resources. And the federal government has to do its job of enforcing the regulations. We've increased the liability. And in there, there were two amendments that were really good for Northern Michigan and good for the nation. Number one, we reaffirmed my ban, permanent ban, for drilling for oil and gas in and under Great Lakes. The ban was in place since 2005, but underneath this CLEAR Act, some could argue that ban was overruled. So we reaffirmed the permanent ban for drilling for oil and gas in and under our Great Lakes. The second one was a bad actor amendment that was made part of the legislation. As chairman of Oversight Investigations, I've been investigating the BP oil spill. And what we found in a five-year period, BP had 760 violations. The next nearest oil company only had 8 violations. Why do we allow bad actors like BP to extract our minerals and our oil with total disregard for the health and safety of its workers and our environment? The federal government has a right to say, if you're a bad actor and if you're going to jeopardize our worker safety and our environment, you cannot access our natural resources. So the bad actor amendment is part of this legislation. The legislation now moves on the Senate, and I hope they pass it soon and we can get it to the president's desk. This is the first of a couple of bills you're going to see in response to the Gulf oil spill.